Today was the day for Atlantic City, New Jersey to
show me the money.
As of 10 o'clock this morning, we had wired a transfer of $1.8 million, which was our bond payment due by end of day today. We looked at all of the costs. I wanted to make sure that I didn't put the bonds before payroll, before schools, before anyone else.
That's right, they did it. Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian at a news conference today announcing that the city would make a payment to avoid bankruptcy. The mayor faces a hostile Governor Chris Christie, though, who has called for the city to enforce greater austerity in its budget. But with a third of the casinos closed, which took out 70% of the city's tax revenue, and a dwindling population, Atlantic City's troubles are well known. Matt Katz, reporter for our partner WNYC and author of the new book, American Governor Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption. Matt joins us now. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, John.
How much is this Atlantic City problem a Christie State of New Jersey problem, and how much of it is just Atlantic City?
If Atlantic City were to file for bankruptcy, if Atlantic City continues to have to, you know, search through the cushions to be able to pay its bills, it's going to fall down on Christie's shoulders. I mean, this is it's the major city in his state. He's had financial oversight powers over the city his entire time in office. And if he's not able to right the ship, it will hurt him long term for how he's viewed as an effective manager of the state of New Jersey.
Is there an austerity question in Atlantic City that anyone has control over in terms of salaries or budget cuts?
For sure. I mean, Christie always points to how, lifeguards in the city get pensions, that the police chief makes, a ton of money, about $200,000 a year, that there are pensions that are just way too generous compared to the private sector. These are problems, though, that have existed for many years. They're legacy issues, and they're issues that Christie so far has been unable to wrest control of, despite having extensive control over city finances. I mean, he makes a legitimate point that there's certainly savings that the city could have pursued in the past and could continue to pursue. Well, how that's going to help a city that has currently, right at this moment, a $150 million combined deficit, how he'd be able to get an immediate infusion of money just by, changing some government contracts with cops and firefighters. That's the question. It's unclear how he'd be able to do that. He wants to do a state takeover in order to be able to, he says, save the city money in the long term.
How does Atlantic City stack up next to other cities in New Jersey who are having fiscal troubles? And is it an example of things to come?
Yeah, in some ways, Atlantic City is the canary in a coal mine here for much of the state of New Jersey, for these decaying post-industrial urban areas in the city that have been unable to transition to the new economy. They've lost population. They're very reliant on property tax rolls, but there's fewer people paying property taxes. This is an issue that's playing out in places like Camden and in Paterson, New Jersey. And if Christie is able to figure out a way of averting crisis in Atlantic City, then maybe it's a model elsewhere. One of the things he's done in Camden and he wants to maybe replicate in Atlantic City is to go to a sort of a regional model for policing and also maybe firefighting. So a county government would do policing as opposed to the city. And then this police force would be able to cover a larger area and you'd have less, theoretically, you'd have less costs for management and middle management in the department and can get more cops on the street. He says that's a way of saving money. So far, it hasn't really played out very well in Camden. I mean, there's some improvement in crime, but not a ton of cost savings. He's going to try to do the same thing in Atlantic City, see if it works.
Well, the question is, will mayors of any party listen to Governor Christie, given his record of attempting to strong arm his political enemies? But Don Guardian has made the payment. So for now, it's kicked down the road there in Atlantic City. Matt Katz, thanks so much.
You got it, John. Thanks.
Matt Katz is a reporter for our partner WNYC, author of the new book, American Governor Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.